Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Fast away, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 3rd of September 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. And background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person tonight. 37 new cases. That's 296 active cases of COVID, including 7 in Nobles Hospital, one of which is in ICU. And we have a question to ask about the government's number of COVID's death. An update tonight, we've got a union's view of the housing crisis, cheap petrol in the Isle of Man, and last night at the Ginger Hall, and Keys candidate Graham Crageen at the end of another flume-free Friday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Lewis Foster.
Fastamai. New COVID-19 data appears to be at odds with the government dashboard. Public Health Isle of Man's latest weekly surveillance report shows there have been 12 COVID-19 deaths in the last 6 weeks. However, the dashboard shows an increase of 9 over the same period. A new red and black zebra crossing in Kirkmichael has been repainted black and white. The unique design was unveiled last week outside Michael's school, but the Department of Infrastructure says it didn't turn out as good as it wanted. And business owners in the hospitality sector say they need financial support from government to continue into winter. Schemes have been extended into October to cover those who lost at least 25% turnover in August as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. In international news, the UK's chief medical officers are going to be asked for their opinion on a recommendation that healthy children between 12 and 15 should not get the COVID jab. Advisors believe the benefits are small, but are widening the programme out to more at-risk youngsters. Meanwhile, police say injuries to officers at an anti-vaccine protest in central London this afternoon are unacceptable. Buildings they targeted included the home of the medicines regulator, the MHRA. And the lack of lorry drivers is said to be affecting IKEA's stocks, the latest retailer to report shortages, while some councils in England say bin collections are also being missed. Those are your headlines. I'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Lewis. The weather word, no warnings out in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours or so. Ben McCreese just entering Douglas Harbour and we're clear on the mountain road tonight. For the weekend, okay, but getting worse on Sunday. Cloudy and bright or sunny spells. Tonight we're going to have dry and cloud after dark, down to 13 degrees. Tomorrow, Saturday, partially cloudy with sunny intervals. A light to moderate easterly, up to 18 degrees tomorrow. The overnight minimum 12 into Sunday. Jaduni, thickening cloud with periodic outbreaks of rain late in the day. Top temperature 17 degrees. Sunsets tonight at 8:05. High waters 12 minutes past 10. Low water 12 minutes before 5 a.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning 29 minutes to 7. And high water tomorrow morning 8 minutes before 10. Just remember, the clocks go back 8 weeks this coming Sunday.
Kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
37 new cases of COVID-19 have been identified in the Isle of Man today. The number of active cases and those in hospital with the virus has dropped. The detail, Lewis Foster back.
As of the latest update, the total number of active cases as recorded by government has fallen by 13 to 296. Meanwhile, there are now 7 people in hospital with COVID-19, 2 fewer than yesterday. One person with the virus is receiving treatment in intensive care. And since the previous update, 407 PCR tests have been undertaken, returning a positive result rate of 8.8%. And so far, 407 people are booked in for a test at the grandstand tomorrow.
We have a question. Government data shows 12 people have died from COVID-19 since the 26th of July. 12. But that's at odds with the official dashboard figures. Tessa Hawley.
Data published by Public Health Isle of Man in the latest weekly surveillance report shows there have been 12 COVID-19 deaths in the last 6 weeks. However, the dashboard shows an increase of just 9 over the same time period. Surveillance report data breaks down deaths into people who definitely had COVID-19, those who definitely didn't, and those where any coronavirus involvement is yet to be confirmed. Two deaths listed as unconfirmed last week have now been confirmed as COVID-19 fatalities. There are also several deaths listed in the public health report, which it appears were not recorded on the dashboard. Manx Radio has contacted government for clarification on the statistics.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
The splendid Ginger Hall in Sulby was the setting for last night's live election debate on Manx Radio. You can hear the full broadcast online at manxradio.com as a podcast. Our local democracy reporter Chris Cave looks back.
Both national and local issues were discussed in a live Aaron Michael constituency debate last night. Coastal erosion.
I think it is an engineering problem and an engineering solution is required in terms of coastal erosion in the Kirkmichael area especially.
Police, crime and getting people back on the right track.
It's about neighbourhood policing and we just need more police. The police are hugely overstretched. There are not enough policemen and there needs to be more investment in that.
It used to be the case that prisoners were brought out, were given jobs to do around the island. Those types of work schemes where they were and received a small, very small income would help.
Housing and attracting key workers.
If we want to attract our key workers back to the island, whether they're teachers or nurses, doctors, GPs, then we have to give them an assured home when they arrive here.
And the general state of the constituency.
The things that people seem to be concerned about are dog poo and speeding. If that's what people are concerned about, that speaks to the quality of life being good.
Were all topics brought up. The performances in these debates won't win or lose the election for any one candidate, but will have given voters more of an insight into who they want to represent them in the Keys.
I want to do my part in ensuring that government works for you, not for itself. A government that regains your trust by being open, transparent and accountable.
Tim Baker, Dr. Sos Busagu, Alfred Cannon, Phil Corkill, Tim Johnston, Duncan Livingston, Lib Van's Paul Wetherall and Madeleine Westall are all standing. The voters will make their decision on the 23rd of September.
I am coming with a new approach. That is, no one is left behind and no issue is discarded. That's the new approach I am bringing into Manx political representation.
Well, we got a lot more of those coming up between now and the election time next week. Absolutely chock-a-block. The events are ticketed, but there are some spaces on the waiting list. On Monday the 6th, Douglas East, and the performance will be at Jack's Bar and Smokehouse. On Tuesday the 7th, for the Douglas North debate at UCM's Homefield Road campus. Wednesday the 8th, for Douglas South at the Pinewood in Paul Rose. Thursday the 9th, for the Garth debate at the Shore in Laxey. And Friday the 10th, a week today, for Glen Faber and Peel at Peel Golf Club. The Isle of Man appears to be one of the cheapest places in the British Isles to buy what? Fuel! Road fuel. Diesel is roughly 129p a litre, unleaded about 131. Prices in the UK between 5 and 10p dearer, and motorway services, well, anywhere about £1.50. Richard Gelder is the chief exec of Manx Petroleums.
Prices have been slowly increasing since very low pricing March, April last year, when the price of a barrel of oil dropped off a cliff. But since then, prices have been gradually increasing. And yes, in the UK, their pricing will be more up to date. We might be waiting for fresh stocks, and our pricing could well be lower.
Which is a reverse, really, because the Isle of Man has this reputation for being expensive.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a reputation which we deserve, especially. I mean, understandably, the cost of fuel and other goods is a bit more expensive on the Isle of Man because we've got the additional transport costs. But suppliers of fuel oils on the Isle of Man are not adding a huge premium. The pricing over here should just reflect the market in the UK plus additional transport costs. And pricing changes up and down are reflected very quickly.
What petrol stations charge, that's up to them. That's nothing to do with Manx Petroleums, is it?
That's absolutely correct, yes. Manx Petroleums don't operate any forecourts on the Isle of Man, so we're just suppliers of liquid fuel oils, road fuel oils, to a number of garages on the island, yes.
Because we are at our present stock levels at the moment, and we've seen a price rise in the British Isles, does that indicate perhaps that prices could be about to increase here in the island when new stock arrives?
Oh, that's a very difficult question to answer, Dave. It's very frustrating trying to guess what's going to happen with the pricing of fuels. For example, this week we've seen really strange fluctuations due to the impact on fuel production in the Gulf with Hurricane Ida. There's no real telling. I mean, yes, the cost in the UK is higher than on the island. It may come down quickly, and the next time that we get a cargo of fuel oil in, we may see that the pricing has come down again. I just don't know.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Good evening. 19 minutes before 6. Ben McCree left Heysham at 8 minutes past 2 this afternoon. She's safely on the link span in Douglas Harbour just below us. And we'll be departing at 7.45 this evening, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. The overnight departure back to the island at 2.15 and back on the link span at around 6 tomorrow morning. High-speed craft Manannan left Douglas at 17 minutes past 3. She'll be in Liverpool in the next 20 minutes, departing there this evening at 7:30, back tonight at 10.15. And tomorrow morning, 7.30, fast craft departure from Manannan is to Liverpool.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The Isle of Man's housing crisis won't be solved if local students aren't getting the best quality education. The view from Negotiations Secretary of the NUS UWT Teaching Union, Geraldine O'Neill. It's calling, the union that is calling for election candidates to support school resources, teachers' pay increases, and campaign for a new education bill.
The biggest thing seems to be housing. That's on every candidate's agenda. And our response to that is housing is only one part of the problem. If you don't solve pay, it doesn't matter what you do about housing. You can have all sorts of schemes or whatever. But we don't have a qualified or a professional workforce, or at any level the workforce, paid sufficiently to be able to either have a mortgage or have a different form of housing, whatever that is, or pay rent, you're not going to solve a housing crisis. So that's the emphasis we've been trying actually to put to the candidates.
What happens after the election? How are you going to hold these candidates to account?
Well, I think first and foremost, the thing that we need to do, I mean, we had last year pay discussions. As you know, we had a protracted and long pay negotiation. And it is our understanding, the NAS UWT is still in dispute on pay, that we would be revisiting pay, you know, in the autumn and looking at that and looking at the kind of package I'm talking about. We will be questioning the MHKs that are elected. There are lots of people out there who are going up for election this time, which I would say personally have more of a social conscience. And we'll be holding them to account. And to be quite honest, you know, people will have long memories if they don't, you know, engage with us as they should.
Do you concede that this government, this next administration, is going to have a lot of priorities to deal with, as well as education?
Yes, absolutely. It shouldn't be who's at the bottom of the pile. But effectively, an economy has to work from the ground up. So we have to keep people here and we have to pay them appropriately. There are many examples of where that works in other jurisdictions. There is no reason in the Isle of Man. It's not the lack of money. It's how you spend the money. That's what it comes down to. And I think that's the way we have to look at this. A holistic way, not just one group of people, nurses, teachers, whatever, and we're all competing for the same pot. There needs to be a long-term strategic plan, not just a five-year one.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
HSBC has appointed Kevin Herbert as head of private banking in the Isle of Man. His position covers the Channel Islands. He's going to be based in Guernsey, and he's been with the firm since 1987, holding a number of senior roles in that time. He takes over from Ed Blore, who's led the private banking business in the islands for the past 4 years. General Motors is stopping a lot of its North American production lines as the semiconductor chip shortage continues to bite car makers. Four plants in the US, three in Mexico, one in Canada will shut down for up to 2 weeks. weeks. Ford and Toyota have also cut output this month as chip makers in the US and Asia struggle to meet demand from economies reopening following lockdown. The shortage of chips has pushed up vehicle prices, driving people to buy second-hand. GM, which owns Chevrolet, Cadillac and others, say the shutdown will affect some of its most profitable vehicles, including the SUV, sports utility vehicles, and full and mid-size pickup trucks. The plants affected include Fort Wayne in Indiana, Silao in Mexico, and the Cami assembly plant in Ontario.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed lower on today as investors reached and reacted to key economic indicators out of the Eurozone and the US. US stocks dropped. Oil rose as a rebound in global demand was widely expected. Gold rose after the US August non-farm payrolls report showed a much lower than expected jobs gain. In corporate news, GKN owner Melrose was a high riser. Miners were on the front foot too, with Anglo American, BHP, Glencore and Rio all up as copper went up. And the numbers now at the close in London. Ramsey Crookall reporting the FTSE 100 down just over 0.3% at 7,138. The DAX in Frankfurt down almost 0.4% at 15,731. In America, the Dow Jones Industrial in New York down 0.2% at the moment at 35,372. And the NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 0.2% at 15,356. The S&P 500 in Chicago down just 0.7% at 4,533, but the trading day is young. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently worth $1 US 38.6, €1 16.6, and 19 South African rand 79.9. Finally, in commodities, gold up 1% at $1,829 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 0.5% at $72.87.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend, the inshore coastal waters forecast. Well, the weather high over Scotland, moving eastward. A moderate east-southeasterly wind and perhaps some rain later on Sunday. Sea temperature 15 degrees Celsius. And the wind tomorrow, east-southeast, force 3 or 4, locally 5. Wave height 0.5 of a metre. Wave period 2 to 4 seconds. High water tomorrow morning, 10:50 a.m. For Sunday, the wind is east-southeast, force 4 or 5, decreasing south-southeasterly, 3 or 4 overnight. Wave height 0.5 to 1 to 1 to 1.5 metres. Wave period 2 to 4 seconds. High water Sunday morning, 11:30.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify. Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Fast am I, Rob Pritchard.
Fast am I. In rugby, there's just one game on the cards this weekend and it's in Lancaster to boot. Douglas restart their campaign in North 1 West of the English Clubs Championship with an away trip to Vale of Lune. The game was initially scheduled to be played at Portichee but has had to be switched to Vale due to unfavourable flight schedules. The two sides finished close together at the end of the shortened 1920 season. Vale won at Vale 20-10, while Douglas won at Douglas 30-7 after Vale were hit with travel woes following the Flybe collapse. Kick-off at Powderhouse Lane is at 3 p.m. on Saturday. In football, FC Isle of Man will be hoping to get back to winning ways when they travel for their latest fixture this weekend. The Ravens head to the World to take on Camel Laird 1907 tomorrow, kicking off at 2 p.m. at the Prabhu Ventures Limited Arena. After a relatively strong start to their Maiden League campaign, the Manx side have suffered back-to-back defeats in their last two games. Meanwhile, their opponents this weekend are also hoping to bounce back with a victory, having also lost their last two games. And finally, a major cycling event is taking place across the island this weekend. Gran Fondo Isle of Man will see five different events taking to closed roads across Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, the family-friendly Minusculo Fondo and the brand new individual time trial event will be taking place. Then, the next day, we'll see the 137km Gran Fondo, 72km Medio Fondo and 32km Piccolo Fondo heading around closed road courses across Manx Shores. They'll start at 9:30am, 9:45am and 10am respectively.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
10 to 6, arrivals inbound at Ronald's Way. The 5:25 from Manchester Loganair got in 10 minutes early. The 5:35 from London Gatwick, EasyJet, got in 15 minutes early. Next departure, 6 o'clock, the patient transfer, Loganair to Liverpool. Then the 6:05, EasyJet to London Gatwick. And the patient transfer plane comes back tonight at 7:55. On the road, you heard in the sport, the Gran Fondo Isle of Man takes place across the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Various roads are going to be closed. Check out with manxradio.com or go to granfondoisleofman.com. Between Douglas and Keswick, still those temporary lights on the old Castletown Road by the White Hoe, 24 hours a day for Cable Lane. Regaby Road West, the road's closed near the Benahara Road Junction to replace a culvert. Druidell Road's closed. Cope Michael got the temporary lights for work on the pavements. Mount Murray Back Road, the Balcottrell Road's closed for road patching works. In Douglas, Paul Rose Road, temporary lights near the power station for trenching work, and the normal one-way stuff around Braddon, the temporary lights in Ballasella, Glen Road in Laxey, Williston Snaefer Road closure, and Paul Rose Bridge closed till February next year.
The only electric and hybrid vehicle service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with Quayside. The Isle of Man General Election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
Graham Crajean is standing in the seat of Arbury Castle Town and Maloo as an independent candidate. Also against him are Steve Crowther, Tim Glover and Jason Morehouse. So, the lack of progress made in some important areas during the COVID crisis. Graham Crajean.
If we would have continued on other things, you would have been probably one of the first people to criticise us for going, oh, you've gone and dabbled in too many areas and you forgot to focus on...
Of course not.
But that's what will happen, that people will criticise because you've failed to focus on it. And as we've seen in other jurisdictions, that during the COVID period, that, you know, they have just let things rumble on and the death toll in some of these jurisdictions have been quite high.
You've been an MHK for 15 years, Duane Watterson also, you were much the same time. You're obviously pretty influential because you've been around for a while. Who do you want as Chief Minister?
It's going to be a difficult one.
Give us an answer then. Who do you think should be Chief Minister? Not saying who will end up, but who should be?
Well, this all depends on the decisions for the previous...
Would you like to be Chief Minister?
It's not a position that I've looked for.
So that's a no, is it?
It's not a position. No, it's not a position.
You wouldn't like to be Chief Minister?
No.
No. But who would you like to be?
It all depends what the policies are going to be. And it also depends on who's going to be in those positions, because it's a team that actually moves things forward.
You couldn't give us a name?
I can't, because it all depends who's going to be there. You know, I would say going into the last Chief Minister's election, that there was people that I thought that I could have supported, and then things came out that I thought, well, maybe not this
time. So you didn't fully support the Chief Minister we've had for the last 5 years?
Yes, I didn't say that, John. I said what it was is coming up to the election of a Chief Minister.
But there were other people you would have chosen.
There was people at the previous to them saying that they wanted to go for that position. I thought, well, maybe, yes, I could support that. But then when sort of people started talking what they wanted to do, then I couldn't.
We're quite close to the election, though. You still haven't got a name for us?
No, I haven't. Because I think there's only one person who's gone and said that they would like the Chief Minister's role.
For more general election coverage, including candidate profiles, full interviews, videos, manifestos and more, visit the Manx Radio General Election mini-site at manxradio.com.
Kirkmichael just isn't bright red enough. Red asphalt used in the controversial zebra crossing on the T2 course in Kirkmichael wasn't bright enough. The service is now being repainted to traditional black and white markings before the start of the new school term next Wednesday. The original red and black concept had been designed to give the TT riders more grip. Infrastructure Minister Tim Baker spoke to our local Democracy reporter. He's standing in air against Sosten Busugu, Alfred Cannon, Phil Corkill, Tim Johnston, Duncan Livingston, Lib Van's Paul Wetherill and Madeline Westall. Tim Baker.
The big issue, Chris, is that the colour of the red isn't sufficiently bright to deliver the solution that we wanted. So the original concept was for a very strong contrast between the red and the black. When it's actually been laid, that just isn't there. And the decision's been taken that we need to do something different to respond to that, and hence the remedial action that's being implemented over the next couple of days.
Just to clarify for those listening, is the solution that you will relay it as a standard zebra crossing with black and white road markings, or will you eventually be coming back with red asphalt once again?
No, the solution is simply to apply a painted coating to the red. So there's no digging up of asphalt or anything like that. It's simply just changing the red into a bright white.
So now you know. Some stories we didn't get to in this update. Manx business owners are calling on the government to extend financial support in the winter months. The Manx Farmers Union welcomes the banning of helium balloons. And Shetland wants to be a crown dependency like the Isle of Man, Jersey and Guernsey. Those dates, by the way, for the Manx Radio debates. Next Monday, Jack's Bar and Steakhouse. Tuesday, UCM Homefield Road. Wednesday, the Pinewood at Paul Rose. Thursday, the Shore in Laxey, and Friday, Peel Golf Club. If you go to manxradio.com, you can see if there are any tickets available left. They are free of charge, and we look forward to seeing you. Thank you for being with Update this week. I'm Andy Wint. Back 2 weeks' time.
WIN